Sudan has a long history of conflict tied to religious and ethnic differences. It's what led to South Sudan separating from the North in 2011. And the years that led up to that secession is the time frame of a new movie that was just screened at the Cannes Film Festival. It's called Goodbye Julia, and it's by filmmaker Mohamed Kordofani, a Sudanese Arab Muslim from Khartoum. He experienced the chaos that broke out in the capital back then, when Christian Southerners lost an important leader in 2005 that had brought about a peace deal between the Arab government and the Christian South. People mourned in the streets and clashed with police.
I was at home with my family, and we went to the balcony. And some of the scenes you will see in the film are actually from my own memory. And back then, similar to most Sudanese, I was very angry at what is happening, and I was angry at the Southerners. Unfortunately, I realized that I did not know any Southerners. It was like as if we have segregated these two communities completely.
Kordofani recognized the unknowing prejudice he carried within him. These ethnic and religious divisions are at the center of the film Goodbye Julia. It's about an unlikely friendship that develops between Julia, a Christian from the south, and Muna, an Arab Muslim from the north. An accident brings them together, and Julia serves as Muna's housekeeper.
I see myself in Muna in so many ways, and the realization that she had, that she has also been, even if unknowingly, racist towards the Southerners is something that I have also realized. And I also see myself in Akram, her husband, who is so, he believes so much in traditions and in customs as it has been passed on from generation to generation. And that was exactly me, I think, 20 years ago when I believed so much in how a certain society behaves without really putting these values to test. So you'll find that the film also explores gender inequalities and things that are related to the northern traditions and customs.
There is a scene in the film where Muna goes to sing at Julia's church, and Muna's husband, Akram, has forbid her from singing. He doesn't want her to do that. It goes against his values. So here she's singing about neighbors. I'm your neighbor. You're my neighbor. What does this scene represent for you?
I think more than the lyrics itself, which is straightforward, if you notice in the song is a mixture of the North Sudanese, but you will also see the choir behind Muna, who are Southerners. This is the choir from the church, and we actually utilize a real choir from the church to add that Southern flavor to the song. To me, this is what we should have celebrated, this diversity, and incorporated in our culture rather than hold on to this Arabic and Muslim identity alone. We also should be proud of being Arabs and being Muslims, but we can also be proud of being Africans and being part of this nation.
This is a story about justice, the absence of justice, and what happens also in the absence of justice, and that's vigilante justice. People decide how to deal it out. How much does this reflect everyday reality in Sudan?
I think it is clear that the absence of justice will always result in war. The privileges that we hold on to as Northerners will always come back to bite us in the back. There's no other way than to actually try to be just and let go of these false privileges that we so hard try to hold on to.
Is that what your two main characters try to do? I mean, I feel like in this film, they're living in a country that is separating, that people don't see a path of living together, one extremely oppressed by the other. But Mona and Julia, they seem to think that they can both be Sudanese.
Yes, you are right. There is a recurrent theme in the film where I try to imagine what things could have been if we coexist and if we can put all our problems behind us and just try to see each other as humans. But I always bring back reality at the end of each scene or each sequence or even at the end of the film.
Yeah.
That let's not live in that false dream and do a reality check and actually work to achieve that instead of just dreaming about it.
Ultimately, it's a film about Sudanese identity. We're speaking about this film as two generals are battling for power, and a lot of people are fleeing and dying. Is it hard knowing that you probably couldn't film this in Khartoum now because of the conflict that's going on? Like, looking at the scenes of this city, I don't know if you've been there since everything started, but...
Yeah, I left Khartoum on the 13th of April. And the war broke on the 15th of April. I was on my way to do the sound design in Beirut. And I see all the destruction and the burning of the city. I think I am very sad, but luckily I was able to take a portrait of this city before these generals and their cockfight really destroys everything.
Filmmaker Mohammad Kurzafani, his film is Goodbye Julia. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.